mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, when we got the word yesterday afternoon that Oath Keepers was banned from Lexington Green the side of April 19th because of the fact that extremists, you know, are connected to the bombing. The script's written, all the TV shows, the Patriots are going to blow everything up. And, I mean, it's just, it's for the poor sheep out there, they don't understand it. It's like a one-year-old can't tell you what 2 + 2 =. They don't even know what 2 is most of the time. And in talking to the public, it's like talking to two-year-olds. And they're like, oh, I'm so sad, why aren't you sad? I'm real sad. I'm real sad about our country, too. You know, they show me a little 8-year-old dead kid all day. I have a 10-year-old son. I have an 8-year-old daughter. I have a 5-year-old daughter. It makes me sick. And it makes me sick they're going to use them as a burnt offering sacrifice to take our rights. Don't you know if you give up your liberties, bad guys will go do bad things to get you to give up your liberties? The world's a dangerous place, and if you just joined us, 4chan, the big hacker website, went through, and we've gone and reverse engineered these. These are real public photos from Twitter, Facebook, news channels. They just compiled it all. It's up at Infowars.com. 4chan, about 10 hours ago, broke this, but just said, what do you think? I went and looked at it. It's definitely Navy SEALs. It's definitely all there with our intelligence and understanding of this. And the FBI obviously knew about all this. They had footage of right behind the flags where the bomb went off, where you've got all these guys. And then we have all the witnesses and confirmed interviews that, yes, people said there was drills. They were saying, don't be alarmed, because people would be alarmed by the guys looking like this with black backpacks. Don't be alarmed. This is just a drill. And again, it doesn't mean these guys were part of it. And it doesn't mean the guy that we say looks like the likely patsy will absolutely be that. I mean, look at this guy. It looks just like a pressure cooker in his black backpack. And you look at this information, and then it looks just like the same black backpack after it blows up. This is absolutely 110% unprecedented that the system thought we were so dumb, ladies and gentlemen. They thought we were so ignorant. They thought we were so mindless that they would have these drills as a cover to insert the patsies who probably thought they were part of the drill. That's why you see one of the things blow up. It looks like the patsy running with their clothes blown off. They probably didn't even know. And again, they find people with 75 IQs. I've seen this MO over 100 times. Even the New York Times has admitted this. Pull up the article about New York Times FBI staging terror, provocateuring it, guys, for new viewers. And I've seen it, and they get like some poor homeless guy, tell him, you're in the Army now. We need you for national security. I will fight for America. You're going to fight for America now. And we need you to be part of this drill to test security. We're doing a big drill. I will do it. You're going to get $5,000, Billy, after you do this for America. Then they hop them up on Halcyon, sodium pentothal, Thorazine, and they roll them out drooling, and that's the end of it. That's the end of it. And, I mean, hell, you could have the Navy SEALs on video going, we're going to detonate the bomb now. Here, little kid, mind holding that? And people would say, that's not real. Man, I tell you, wow, this government has just got some evil people working for it. And I told you they'd pick little kids. I guarantee you they were shopping around looking for some kids in the crowd, whoever was behind this. And again, you know, the guys that are part of the drill with the SEALs, they may not be involved. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is disgusting to the highest levels of my gut. Hey, if America doesn't get tough and get ready for war, we're going to fail to the Muslim threat. That's called a gambit, Alex. End justifies the means. We took a class on that when we graduated. You got to sacrifice a few people so that America can be tough. It's not about America being tough. Okay with your Machiavellian bull. It's about the New World Order taking over and destroying our families with staged false flags. And let me tell you something, boys. All of you that were involved in this are going to be dead soon. Your bosses are going to kill you. How's that sound? We'll be right back. Ugh.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Most decorated sniper in our Navy's history would wear the SEAL team, particular SEAL team he was in, was a white skull with a red on the top. There are gentlemen wearing what I've seen for myself at high security events. It's a uniform, but they think the public doesn't see it because they don't. It's tan boots, tan BDU pants, and a black jacket or black shirt. Guys, show people Chris Kyle. Just type in Chris Kyle's name. You'll see him posing for photos dressed that way. And actually, even out of country, dressed that way and wearing the same skull hat. Yeah, guys, for TV viewers, please punch up the next one that shows him sitting with the lapula. That was the search you did. I want to show people that because then it shows these exact. There it is. In 2000 when Bush won and it was contested, I would go down to cover the protest and things, and I wasn't for Bush or against Bush, and I would run into guys dressed like that, and later on they were Navy SEALs, and they were down there as auxiliary. And then I ran into them other places. So when I saw this, I went, that's Navy SEALs. And then they found other close-up photos of the guy wearing a Navy SEAL hat with the big black backpacks and official certificates there. And then you find out they're in the area where these other patsies are with black backpacks. And, of course, the police had to announce. We've since, the interview's up on the site, talked to the marathon coach who said, no, they were there saying it's a drill. Don't be alarmed. Because people are like, what are these guys with black backpacks? I mean, obviously. And they don't be alarmed. It's a drill. And you guys standing around with phones. And then in come guys that look like, you know, with big mullets, hunched over, always exactly what you thought, with their backpacks that match the one that blows up with the same strap. And that guy's right behind where the flags are and the explosion goes off. And these photos have been out for days. For days. We report it. And within 5 minutes, CNN goes, this just out. This just, within 5 minutes, CNN goes, oh, this just out. You know, they've got footage from this and that, the same footage. They don't show it, though. And then later, well, we've made the arrest. We've made the, and they're like, just on Fox during the break there, ladies and gentlemen, you can see the whole cover-up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a lone person. This individual will now be brought to justice. I tune to the next channel. CNN, it's a lone person. The families have got to be elated. Tune to the next channel. Word for word. From Fox to CNN, MSNBC, back there on the satellite. And then I ran here and talked to Stuart real quick. And I tuned in. MSNBC, same thing. They're going, well, the families will be elated. They've got the lone wolf. It's looking like it's going to be a white conservative. We're going to be finding out. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the scripting from Family Guy to Founding Fathers, every show, every movie, patriots are going to blow you up. Gun owners are going to blow you up. They're going to link up with Al-Qaeda. Family Guy, the turbaned cowboy who bombs the marathon and runs. I mean, this is so over the top right now that I told Stuart I have never broken something this big, never been more certain, never been more freaked out looking at hundreds of these photos. I mean, we're going to find out very soon. They may change their plans now because of this, and we need your prayers. Because I've always had a good sixth sense. I told Rob Dew, I said, something's big. This isn't the event. It's us reporting on this that's going to get big. And I'm telling you, we've got Providence here. The fact that Madondi's up there, our auxiliary reporter, he went and took over the press conferences. The fact that all this is happening, we are in grave danger. I need your prayers. Oath Keepers need your prayers. We got the bad news. They're banned from Lexington Green, which where they've been for years. You're saying, well, you're an extremist group, and this happened in the town council. We're going to give you the whole report with Stuart Rhodes and Stephen Redfern, who was there with the MA chapter of Gun Rights Across America. If this isn't a false flag to blame conservatives, nothing is. And they say drill gone bad. This isn't like Oklahoma City or Fast and Furious where they can try to cover it up or grab all the videotapes. This is all out. If they try to say, here's the lone guy now, and ignore that there's a drill and Navy SEALs with black backpacks there, it's not going to wash, folks. And so I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we definitely made them go ahead. They were probably going to announce this tomorrow when Obama arrives. I'd privately predicted that. I predicted on air they'd start mailing bioweapons out to Congress to get all these bills passed. I mean, I live this, okay? I'm in a war room 24 hours a day sometimes. I've been here for 20 hours. Okay, I got 2 hours sleep last night. I'm not complaining. I have unlimited energy with just a few cups of coffee because, folks, my instincts, my gut, my brain, my intellect, this is full globalist offensive. Okay, I'm ranting and raving. Stuart Rhodes, I got to get into this with you. I don't know if Steve knew what he was getting into, but talk about the fact that they're saying, well, this is extremism. I mean, they've got to give the Ku Klux Klan a permit to have a rally. You guys had this. You've been doing this for years, you know, with perfect record, military people saying they're going to follow their oath, police saying they're going to follow their oath. So wholesome. You're a constitutional lawyer. You know, one, what was it, Ward's at Yale, was it? Worked for Ron Paul. You're the founder, Army veteran yourself. You know, medically retired, a night jump. You're a great guy, and you're just great guys. They've tried to infiltrate. They can't shut you down. And now in America, you don't have constitutional rights. And in Texas, a gun owner can't walk down a farm road in the middle of nowhere with his son without being arrested. And the cop said, I don't need a law. I mean, this country is in deep trouble. But I know you just came into this, but you're looking at some of it online on your phone right now. What do you make of what we're breaking down here and how big this is? Because it's confirmed now. We've doubled back to the and interviewed the witnesses. There was a drill saying, be calm, don't worry. Stuart Rhodes, what do you say about this?
Well, all I've seen so far are photos that they put up on the internet showing the backpacks, the guys walking around together like a team. So definitely not going to be a lone
they're wearing classic Navy SEAL outfits.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm not sure about that. So I haven't looked at all the photos as much as maybe you have, but so I can say right now is it definitely looks like a team. It sort of looks like somebody came in there together as a team. There's multiple photos of them together. So that to me is the biggest red flag. You know, I'm not going to be able to say by his hat who he's with.
No, I understand that. It could be a false flag doing that. I'm just saying they look like SEALs as well, and they've got credentials, and they're standing around with backpacks. Obviously, people were concerned, so they say this is part of a drill, and then Rob Dew's brother-in-law, who's in Army Intelligence, is pulled out of the race and now won't talk to him. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But, I mean, what do you make of the fact that they're out of the gate saying right-wingers, and we've seen all the preconditioning? You were on 2 weeks ago, and we both agreed false flag was imminent.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, this is what they want. This is what they need. And either, like I said yesterday on your show, either they want and need a pretext for a war with a foreign nation, or they want and need a pretext to clamp down on their domestic enemies. You know, so that's what's going to happen. You're going to get both. And so I wouldn't be surprised at all to me. To see this as being, you know, just that.
Well, these breaking photos and video are at InfoWars.com, auxiliary site, PrisonPlanet.com. If you can't get into InfoWars.com, and video streaming right now for everybody free at InfoWars.com/listen. We've added the PrisonPlanet.tv function that members have for everybody right now. This is so important. All right, let's get into what happened with the attack on the First Amendment. That's there's no doubt about this. They're telling the veterans now, the up to 1,000 that are coming, you're not allowed to be there on the 19th. I'm tempted to get on the plane and come cover this because I was told you guys are still going to show up. This is still America, even if the Redcoats say it isn't. And you're there with Steve Redfern of the chapter of Gun Rights Across America. Break this down.
Yeah, well, Steve got a permit, and we were good to go until the bombing happened. And they're using the bombing as their excuse for now canceling the revoking the permit. Steve, go ahead and fill them in.
Well, the whole venture started, I'd say, roughly 2 months ago when the idea of this rally popped up. I jumped through the hoops. I followed the legal red tape, applied for permits, and with a lot of resistance, I got the permits. I also had a lieutenant detective in Lexington send out what he thought was a secret email to police departments around Massachusetts for requesting information or Massachusetts general law that he could use against us to have us arrested or, as I quote him, he put, deal with us. I got that squashed by calling them out. And
by the way, that's a civil rights violation right there.
I agree.
Yeah, go ahead.
I agree. So once I got that squashed, magically, a bunch of anti-gun organizations started popping up out of the woodwork. One called Lex Common Sense, who has recently formed directly because of my rally in Lexington, and they're causing, I guess, a ton of headaches for the Lexington Board of Selectmen. So I think this was a perfect excuse for them.
Oh, yeah, they are authoritarians, and we have all the documentation at InfoWars.com, an article out on this right now for folks that want to get it and get it out to people. These are authoritarians. They're not just going to shut down our Second Amendment. They're going to shut it all down. Please continue.
Yeah, another thing, too, that really sparked my interest is I caught wind of a news article on Lexington Patch at 3:22 p.m., and the article stated that the Lexington Board of Selectmen have voted to revoke my permit, and which is interesting because the meeting and the vote on the permit didn't occur till 6 p.m., so the Lexington Patch had some type of psychic ability, apparently.
Well, Patch is they're not all bad, but it's a cover for Soros groups to put out propaganda locally. It's their agents are everywhere.
Yeah, what I'm getting to is pretty much the Board of Selectmen emergency meeting and the vote was a smoke and mirror show. They've already decided this well before I was informed.
This is a full-on collectivist offensive, like the Tet Offensive, but it's political to bring us down. Where do you go from here? This is unprecedented.
Well, as of right now, I'm consulting with some attorneys, and they're doing some research on Massachusetts law. And if possible, we're gonna take this to court. Also, with the news.
Well, look, if you
right
just
now,
show up and let them try to violate your First Amendment, it turns into Tiananmen Square. So, look, they're going to show everybody what tyrants they are. I mean, you guys are showing up still, right?
Yes.
I'm going to come back and talk about what you're going to do on that front. Ladies and gentlemen, these people want to shut down our free speech as well. They're arresting people trying to walk down country roads with guns now in Texas, veterans with no criminal records, with their little kids. I mean, it is just, this country is going to hell in a handbasket right now.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know what I'm looking at. Hundreds of photos. Paul's posting more of them now. Snapshots, Twitter, video feeds. There are plain clothes, what look like military men, and what I've seen Navy SEALs dress like when they're not in uniform, but when they're, you know, doing operations. all over the place within what looks like patsies. And the media, this has been out for days. We've ran into it, put it out, and then suddenly they said, okay, we have the pressure cooker. Okay, we're going to make arrest. We've made an arrest. It's a lone person, but so sophisticated. It's so incredible to catch someone this sophisticated. And, oh, it's going to be the domestic group. And let's hope the Boston Marathon bomber is a white person. That's the Salon headline. Boston bombing likely carried out by domestic terrorists, the White House says. How would they know that? How would Axelrod say that yesterday afternoon or yesterday morning? But then they have no leads, but they know it's a domestic group and not Muslims. I told you. People are like, it's going to be the Muslims, Alex. Shut up. Yeah, you better hope it's not that, because you know what? They're going to probably, that's in the TV shows now, that the Tea Party works with Al-Qaeda, and the Pentagon has to crush a Tea Party rebellion. This is the branding over to us. And again, these emails get out that they wanted to shut this down, and these are extremists, and we can't let them do this. But I'm correct in saying they're at Lexington and Concord. Don't they have dozens and dozens of different events in the different areas? I wonder if they're letting them have all their other events, or it's just you being discriminated against. The MA chapter of Gun Rights Across America, Steve Redfern and Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers. Please finish your story.
Well, from what I gather now, the counter-protesters that were set up to be demonstrating against us are not going to be stopped from their counter-protest because they did not pull permits. They're not required to for some reason. So I expect a turnout in Lexington still to counter-protest my pro-gun rally. That's not going to be happening anymore.
What about the other events on April 19th, the reenactments, things like that?
Well, the reenactment took place this past Monday. They do it early. So that's not going to be canceled.
Isn't there a march from Concord Bridge down to Lexington?
Yeah, from what I gather, they did that early this year.
No, but only the Mayors Against Guns people are allowed to demonstrate without permits. You don't get to, you evil, rascally right-winger. This is just incredible. I mean, this is a big deal. And it's not in the news anywhere. It's breaking at Infowars.com right now. Go ahead.
So our plan of action is we're hoping to retain Blake Felipe, who's a 10th Amendment Center lawyer there in Massachusetts. He's doing research right now. And if we can do it, we're going to file for emergency injunction by a judge. But regardless, our plan of action is to show up and do an oath ceremony. That's what we're going there, is an oath renewal ceremony, and do it anyway. And, you know, they're using the pretext that they don't have enough police officers in case something happens in the wake of the Boston bombing, with them assisting in Boston. There's not enough officers to respond in case there's a terrorist attack or other incident on the green. And so our message back to them is, we don't need your help. You know, we're military police and first responders ourselves. We got it handled. You know, we don't need your help. Go do what you're going to do. And we'll do what we're going to do. So just help us by aiming by landing.
Sorry, bro. Your phone is breaking up a little bit. Let's go back to Stuart, then we'll come back to you after the break to finish up. Stuart, go ahead and take us out to break with other information. Okay, that was Stuart. So Stephen is there. So, Steve, you got anything else?
Pretty much just what Stuart was touching on. I am working with a 10th Amendment attorney who's doing some research right now to see what grounds we have to stand on. And depending on what his research turns out, we may be seeking to file an emergency injunction and take it from there. We also discussed the possibility of pulling a restraining order against the elected officials.
You know, I would just reconquer America, reoccupy America from the communists and the globalists. I just show up, take it over, and do your speech. And they want to arrest Americans while letting a bunch of scum, you know, demonstrate against the First Amendment. Let them. I mean, do like Martin Luther King did. You're allowed to eat at the lunch counter.
It's a good way to look at it. And
No. The commies, they get to go to the lunch counter. You don't get to. Sorry, go ahead.
And we're going to do that. I think we're in discussion.
By the way, Stuart, you're a constitutional lawyer. You helped sue with us and win against Pittsburgh. Why don't you just sue them? I'd sue them and go take over. I'm sorry, go ahead. What?
Sure. I'm not admitted in Massachusetts. Blake can help us right now by filing for an injunction today. So we're going to have him do that. He needs a local lawyer to do that. So So, yeah.
All right, great job. I want to get final comments from both of you. We've got to go to break. I'm Alex Jones, breaking off the chart news. False flag drills. It's incredible. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And a taste absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this. Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we're back live. I'm going to just keep going live, even though I'm on 2 hours sleep from Coast to Coast AM and Opie and Anthony. This is history happening. Sometimes I've got to get really burnt out to really get focused because I've got so much energy, like a race car engine that's over revving. Thousands of thoughts racing through my mind as I analyze the battlefield spectrum. We're seeing Dr. Steve Pachinik has got on his site some false flag info. We'll get his full take at the bottom of the next hour, and our guests are going to leave us in a moment, and I'm going to shut up and open the phones up for listeners to give us your take on what you've seen. I don't hog the airtime because, of ego issues. I am absolutely in fighting mode. Because, I mean, look, I'm no rocket scientist. But, I mean, I've talked to friends and family who watch TV. They say it can be shows about fixing up houses, nonfiction. It can be fiction. Hawaii 5-0, Founding Fathers, The Following, The Family Guy, comedies. They'll just randomly on HBO shows, I'm told, somebody go, you know, I believe in the Constitution. And, you know, the comedy will say, oh, you're a child molester. Everybody laughs at the person or laugh at Charlton Heston, say he murdered children, you know, put a skit out about it and then show him blow his foot off. Jim Carrey. I mean, folks, I'll be in a hotel room on, you know, business traveling to cover something. And I'm afraid to turn the TV on. Unless it's like the Rifleman or something, you know, from the 50s or 60s. It's just, or Leave It to Beaver. Can you imagine if they try to tell Leave It to Beaver that you Ward Cleaver, we're going to stick our hands down your pants? I mean, this is the type of garbage. So here's the headline. Navy SEALs spotted at Boston Marathon wearing suspicious backpacks, question mark. That article is up on Infowars.com right now. Very powerful. And now they're saying they may not have the suspect arrested, or they may. I mean, we pushed them. And I don't just say that. And I've had the White House respond to us, all sorts of stuff. They have been sitting on this. This even proves more that it's all concocted. And then they start saying, oh, we have the very video that we were just showing. But they're not showing it, but they're describing it because they don't want to show the Navy SEAL lookalikes that are there with the rubes. And boy, when I say rubes, it is central casting. Ladies and gentlemen, looks like Henry Lee Lucas. Let's go. You don't know who that is. You can look him up. I mean, this is Hollywood, baby. This is Hollywood. And again, if you're not in media, you just don't know what you're looking for. Stuart Rhodes, I want to get into the whole Concord thing because you guys were talking over each other and I was interrupting. Just you spend a few minutes, then your guests a few minutes. I'm going to go to phone calls at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And when you guys launch my phone system, that's another issue because I don't have it on screen. Thank you. Again, Stuart, comments on the Lexington thing. I think everybody, I'm even considering jumping on a plane, but I've got such a war room situation here. This violation of the First Amendment, this setup caught red-handed, the anti-gunners to take the field like the Redcoats in a symbolic victory. They might as well have Piers Morgan there leading them. Everyone needs to converge now on the 19th. What time is the event? This is America. This is not Tiananmen Square. They're on record saying they're going to let the anti-gunners squat up there and they're disgusting treason. So you must take the field. I can't believe in America that's some daring thing now to we'll go onto the park without a permit. But it's incredible. You know, let's have the call to the info war, my friend.
Well, yeah, we're going to go anyway, and you know, they're going to arrest a bunch of veterans, and retired cops who are stepping on the green and following them in the founders' footsteps and doing our oaths. And fine, we'll dance that dance. We also have a rally the same day by Oak Grove, Massachusetts, in West Springfield, starting at 2 p.m. And so, folks, you know, even if we can't speak on the green, if we're, you know, kicked off by the police and you know, presuming I'm not in jail, we'll be at the West Springfield.
I mean, give me a break. Well. Storm the Capitol, man, while you're there. I do it all the time. I mean, just storm them. Just look, fine. You've got the moral authority. Go ahead.
That's what we're going to do. We're telling folks to go ahead and come on out. We're going to be there on the green, and we're going to do our oath renewal ceremony. You know, I'll tell the cops there, you can choose to be on the side of right or you can be on the side of wrong.
Can you imagine the accursed scum that wants to violate the First Amendment on Lexington Green, where America was born? This is a blasphemy. Go ahead.
Liberal cops, many of them are on our side. A lot of them don't like what's going on with Lexington. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see if they use their discretion and let us do our own ceremony or not. We'll find out.
Well, you've obviously got some there that got caught. Obviously, good cops leaked it, saying, let's set up these patriots. They're so scared of you because you're good and you give the alternative to the treason. Go with the oath-breaking, fast and furious criminals that are funding al-Qaeda and saying our kids belong to the state and quoting Mao Zedong, like seven czars have quoted Mao Zedong. And, you know, they want to, I mean, it's just a bunch of crazy scum. Of course they can't have you guys up there showing people what America's really all about.
Yeah, this is weird. You know, we are in a cold war with these people, and eventually it's going to turn hot. You have to realize that. And they're going to do everything they possibly can to crush our culture and stamp us out. And so I think, it, you in the long term, it's going to come to a fight. That's the whole point.
And now they're really, Stuart, now they're really freaked out because I think this is all backfiring on them. I don't just say that. I see it, and polls have come out showing that. So now they're doubling down. I think this is a sign of their weakness. Go ahead.
Look at the Chris Murphy thing with NASCAR, jumping the shark and complaining about NASCAR letting the NRA sponsor one race. It's just ridiculous. And so we'll see what happens with the Oathkeepers car. We got Jeffrey Earnhardt running an Oathkeepers car at the race of Dover, Delaware on June 1st. And so I'm just waiting to see if...
Oh, my God, I didn't even know that. You've got an Earnhardt for the Oathkeepers. Well, see, that's why they're scared. They're scared of the light of liberty. Hey, John Harmon. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're right. We're getting momentum. And so they have to find a way. I just heard that Maduro, the successor for Chavez down in Venezuela, has just revoked the permits for all of his political opponents, not letting them march, not letting them conduct rallies. And so the same kind of junk's going on here, is that, the regime and the people who think they've got all the political power are now afraid of even our free speech. They're going to try to shut us down. And so it is important for Americans to use civil disobedience in the tradition of Martin Luther King and David Thoreau. Be willing to go to jail. I'm willing to go to jail. They want to arrest me, fine.
Oh, yeah. If they can shut down our speech, they're going to next they're going to take everything.
Yeah, you got to stand on it. So, be as strong on the First Amendment as you're on the Second Amendment.
Stuart, why are they going so crazy right now? I mean, going on TV, going, your kids belong to us, and arresting veterans that are walking down a rural road with a gun with their son. I mean, and the Texas cops are, don't matter what the law is. If people are scared, you turn the gun in. I mean, what in the world? Have you seen that video?
Yes, I have. Yeah. The mask is coming off. They're now behaving exactly like they knew they would. They're taking off the mask. They think they can get away with it now.
But you can tell when you watch Bronze Star, multi-winner guy, you can tell he's not scared at all. It's just confirming everything for him. Don't they get we're not afraid of them? And they can blow up some stuff and blame it on us. People aren't going to buy that anymore.
That's the thing. It's a dividing line between patriots and redcoats, and it's becoming much more clear now. You're going to see the mask come off on their side and be more blatant. But as you said, there's millions of Americans who are woken up, and we're not going to buy the propaganda. The propaganda doesn't work on us anymore, taking the red pill, and they can't fool us anymore. So now what are they going to do with us? Now they have to crush us. That's what's going on.
Well, I just want to make sure they're all brought to justice through the courts when we beat these people, and we will beat them. We will beat them. We are the resistance, Stuart, and God will give us providence. I can't tell you the providence we're having. It's freaking me out, the stuff going on around here. It's providence, my friend. It's happening.
Well, I agree. I think as long as we're resolute and don't back off on our principles, I believe there's enough Americans now that we've reached a tipping point. But what I worry about, though, is, as I said before, is the Achilles heel of the American people right now is food. We don't have enough food storage. We don't have a grain reserve. I encourage everyone out there to start thinking in terms of storing food for your community. And make sure you form a neighborhood watch or a mutual aid association to be the distribution point. But make sure you take care of your neighbors. Because when it comes right down to it, that's our biggest weakness. They can starve us out.
Well, God bless you. I know I'm ranting here because I'm on 2 hours sleep. We're going to go into overdrive next hour. We're going to go into your phone calls, and Steve Pachinik's popping in to give us his take on this. I don't know what it is yet. We're going to find out. But this is devastating intel right now. Anything else, Steve Redfern? I mean, does this just not confirm the scallywag nature of the people we're facing, that they don't want to just desecrate the Second Amendment? They want to incinerate the First.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting. And another update, too. I just got a message from the president of Gun Rights Across America. He's kind of in fear of this now.
No. The fear is coming in. People are like, oh, no, because everybody knows they're about to blame the patriots for this. So it's like, oh, maybe we shouldn't. Maybe you shouldn't. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the message he just sent me was that he feels I haven't been 100% honest with him about the rally, and he just officially removed me from Gun Rights Across America.
Well, that's fine. We need to remove support from them. And Gun Owners of America, well, you know, would never do this to you. So just, you know, just call up Larry Pratt, and we all know him, and have him sponsor the event. I mean, again, it doesn't matter. You don't need that stupid name. You're going out there. They'll try to spin that. So I wouldn't even use that in the media. They'll go, oh, look, discredited. The head of the group, the head guy says they can't. You're going out there as Oath Keepers. The Oath Keepers are going to take the green, whether the scum likes it or not. How's that sound?
Sounds great to me.
I mean, folks.
Larry Pratt will be there, as a matter of fact. He's one of our speakers, so he'll be there.
Well, so Larry Pratt will be there. Well, just make it a Gunners of America thing. I mean, you don't even need the stupid permit name. Make it, you know, make it your group. You know, make it Oath Keepers. You know, it's dirty that they follow their oath. You swear an oath to it. I mean, this is so crazy, gentlemen. God bless you. Anything else, Stuart Rhodes?
Nope. Just folks, we gotta be strong. They will be as willing to stand up and take the heat as our forefathers were. So we're the first wave at the beach of Normandy. So embrace the suck and realize your place in history.
Well, how many miles did they drag giant giant cannons from Ticonderoga in leather shoes with trails of blood? And, I mean, all we're talking about doing is going and standing on a green. I mean, that's how enslaved America's gotten.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. And unarmed. We're not even allowed to bring a sporting rifle, which is why this is my last trip elected, and I think it's perverse. You can't even take a friggin' rifle on election in green. I think it's disgusting. So this is my last time to go do this. After this, the fight's going to be at the ground level across the country.
Yeah, the enemy's captured Massachusetts. God almighty. All right. Well, thank you, Stephen. Steve Redfern. Anything else, sir?
That's it, Alex. Thanks for having us, and hopefully we can see you on Friday.
You bet. God bless. I am physically ill at this point. You saw that Mark Dice video we played that Drudge linked to DrudgeReport.com for 4 days. Unprecedented. And by the way, I always said YouTube wasn't fixing the numbers. They now have our numbers go backwards, and we don't have bots making our videos go up. We had 300-something million, and, you know, it's 270 million. It goes to 290 million. It goes back to 270 million on one of our channels. And then we've got real viewers. I mean, you know, they say that video has 500-something thousand. It's got 10 million. Everybody I know has seen that. They just don't want you to be validated and know that you've got power. And the spoils are everything. These people think of things, not that I build a car, not that I build a truck, not that I develop something, not that I make something, not that I write a book to make money and be popular, not that I create some great music. They see it as they take over, they tax you, they engineer, they run you. I mean, it's like a mosquito that flies up and sees you to land to suck some blood out of you. And first it injects you with its saliva. It's propaganda. It's anti-family garbage. It's abortion. It's tyranny. First it injects it to suck you up with his proboscis. We're going to go out to break with Renegades, Steve Voss. We're going to come back in with Krista Berg, Revolution, and then I'll go to your phone calls, Jamie, John, Matt, Mike, Stephen, and others. They all want to talk about the bombing. You notice I haven't been talking about the books, the videos, the T-shirts, how we fund our operation. If you want us to fight even harder and be strong in the face of stuff you wouldn't believe, I don't even talk about. Buy books, videos, water filters, subscriptions to the magazines. Just support us and just go hog wild in the fight against tyranny. Also, don't forget the next issue of the magazine. We're almost sold out of the March issue, The War on Reality, Welcome to Planet Hoax. Excellent edition. The next one will have three free bumper stickers, high-quality bumper stickers in it as an insert. That will be, I think it's about 400,000 bumper stickers. We put out 150,000. It was very successful, free. The magazine now will have in it three bumper stickers. So that's about 400,000 total, because we're printing about 130,000 or a little bit more. So magazines. And that's just one more thing we're doing. It's the spirit of resistance. That won't bring them down, but all the stuff together will. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. You can also call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, and get PrisonPlanet.tv subscriptions, Operation Awakening the Sleeping Giant, 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. Give them to your friends and family to see the nightly news and the video of the show. All right, let's turn it up. They railed against the crown, another ragtag band. Here it is, taking us out to break, Steve Voss.
Lazarus became with a ragtag band to bring a revolution. Some would make him king, others couldn't stand for that. The cross was a solution, but he rose again. Wise men followed him, but he rose again. Wise men followed him. Thank God for the renegades and the lions.
Are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
A Ladies and gentlemen, we are now discovering YouTube videos of more men with black shirts and the same SEAL team dress with what appear to be detonators in their hands seconds after the bombing, engaged in crowd control. There was a drill. This is the most brazen garbage I've ever seen. The video just went up at InfoWars.com.
Boys, there's a light at the window.
Wake up, boys.
I can hear someone knocking on the door.
He's got the black backpack.
There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper the word.
Got the same Under Armour combat boots.
There are men same tan. Coming down from the valleys.
There are tall
there
ships.
Are tall ships lying on the coast.
And they carry the light.
And they carry the light.
In the dark of the night.
Like a whisper in the wind. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears.
Show the others.
We have lost once before.
Now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar. Yeah, the Lucian. You know who you are. Put them back on screen for TV viewers. Unbelievable. We have blown their off. They're now announcing they didn't make an arrest. They are in absolute rout right now because no one ever engages them. No one ever sees them. But you're uncloaked to us. We see you. Ah, crank it up.
There are many here among us now who have not seen the light. We must send the word to all the people in the land. Go to every hill and mountain, for the time is not at hand.
To light a fire! To light a fire! They will see through the fire! Confirmed. They were on the scene with the black backpacks. They set up some of the people that were part of those teams. Oh, yeah, crank it up. All right, here's the best part. Get them right between the eyes with hardcore info war. They would never imagine someone would take the time to analyze them. We would take our role of being mindless stooges. But there'd be no organic resistance. It's either a detonator with GPS tracking or it's a radiation detector. They had a drill of men with black backpacks that matched the exploded backpacks running around all over the place. And now I'm getting word, more videos of the black ops teams in Navy SEAL unofficial uniform. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to identify these people. We are blowing their op sky high. I know why I felt the dread coming the last week, because let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I am in the trench going towards the exhaust port right now with you. You know who's right behind me. I mean, it is. I mean, this is crazy. This is freaking crazy. I said I'd go to your calls, and I'm going to do that for the next 30 minutes when we go into overdrive. Some stations carry it. If not, there's video feeds at InfoWars.com/listen. And if you hear me laughing, folks, that's gallows humor. That's my brain going, here's endorphins. Stand up for the children. Stand up for the women. It's like all my ancestors. It's like your ancestors. Stand up. The enemy's coming. You're just going to fight them. Stand up. Fight them. Yeah, it's what you know. And my brain just says, you did the right thing. You're a good man. You're a good man. You see the bad men, don't you, Alex? God's spirit shining right through me like he shines right through you is saying, that's what you do, my son. That's what you do, my daughters. That's what you do. You see the evil. See, evil always has to be out in the open. It needs you to lie to yourself. I mean, this is false flag. We have them now. This is it. This is it. InfoWars.com/listen for the free video feeds. The transmission continues. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.